This is the Better Workplaces, Better World podcast, where important topics for today's workplaces are discussed. Brought to you by Workforce Readiness Arizona SHRM. Here's your host, Sherry Smith.
Hi, we're here with Channing Garner today, business health market owner. We're going to be speaking today about a new health insurance company that is going to be correcting the health insurance industry and bringing affordable and convenient coverage. Welcome, Channing.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. How is it out there in Arizona?
It's nice and toasty and humid.
Yeah, same here in Oklahoma. Yeah.
So I wanted to just go ahead and have you introduce yourself a little bit and give a little bit of a background for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Channing Gardner, and I founded Business Health Market. And really, the reason why I founded it was there was a big gap in the health insurance industry. The big dogs, United Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, they haven't really had much competition in a long time. It's just kind of been those same partnerships across the board. And so without competition in the network and in the marketplace, we've seen increase in premiums year over year. We've seen a decrease in coverage. We've seen a lot of HMO plans where you have to go to a specific doctor and the doctors kind of change year to year. And I just felt like the whole system was really founded for a reactive healthcare. And I think it needs to be more proactive. And so I founded Business Health Market to make sure that we have access to those proactive cares, especially mental health. I mean, we all see the kind of state the country's in, and mental health is not something that's covered by health insurance. And to me, that just is silly because health is literally in the word. And honestly, it might be one of our most important accesses for healthcare, because if our mind is healthy, then typically our bodies are healthier along with it. And so I founded it for small businesses, anywhere from two people, like literally mom and pop shop, all the way up to my biggest group is about 2,000 currently. And just giving a proactive, affordable healthcare back into the marketplace.
Great. Thank you for that. I definitely agree. Healthcare is important, especially with today's current climate and all the stress. I know a lot of HR professionals who are employing stress management and violence mm-hmm. in the workplace and civility in the workplace. So that is very important. And if the insurances do cover it, it's very limited or right. how much they cover, right, per session. Can you discuss with us what small businesses, like what is the number and how does that work for a small business owner? The number of employees and how does that work?
Yeah, so my smallest group is literally two people, where literally it's husband and wife. And normally, like, so for me, I own Business Health Market, but my husband obviously helps, right? And so he is in the company with me, and therefore he is on my health plan. And so that's the smallest companies that I have, just two individuals. But because we've got two separate plans, it is considered a group, all the way up to 2,000. And so normally, if you've got 49 employees or less, health insurance is not required for you to offer to your employees, right? But I highly recommend it, because now there is an affordable way to offer it. The business does not have to pay for the benefits to offer them at a discount. It increases employee retention by almost 8 extra months, even if that employee declines the coverage. Just being offered it alone, you'll be able to retain that employee for 8 months longer typically. And you're able to hire a higher quality of employee because now you have a benefit package that you can offer on the table as well. So the process kind of looks different for everybody. If you have current coverage and you're wanting to switch, we're going to have to look at claims history. But normally that's a 2-page document, super simple. If you've never had group coverage, it is as simple as a 30-minute meeting with me and then you going, yep, or nope, no thank you. And that's really as easy as it is.
Okay. And can you talk about the HSA? Do you offer that, and how does that
yes.
work?
Yeah, so we have HSA as well. So no matter what plan you choose with me, it's all going to be PPO. Because I don't believe in pigeonholing anybody to a particular doctor. And it's especially helpful if you, I've got a lot of traveling nurses. I've got a lot of companies that they're based in one state, but they hire virtually all over the place. And so it's really helpful for those employers because now they're not having to worry about, well, what does our coverage look like in New Mexico compared to where we are here in Arizona? So HSA and the regular plans, regular copay plans, they're all going to be PPO. You go to whatever doctor you want. There's literally no such thing as an out-of-network expense. We have regular PPO plus plans, and we have HSA plans. Normally, we just kind of weigh the benefits for each individual employee. I always recommend that if an employer can offer one HSA and two regular PPO plus plans, because typically people choose HSA if budget is an issue. They might be really, really healthy and they just want it for major medical, or they're just not sure if they're ever going to really utilize it. HSA is a great way to still safeguard them and make sure that if major medical does happen, we've still got coverage in place. People that go to the doctor regularly already have prescriptions. PPO plus is typically going to be the better option for them.
Okay. How does that work with HSA? Does it roll over or is it use it or lose it at the end of the year?
So our HSA rolls over.
Oh, good.
And so what's great with that is it can also be utilized for different things, right? So HSA can also be used for some daycare expenses, not with every single company, but with us, our HSA can be utilized for daycare expenses. And because it rolls over, even after you leave that employer, you're still going to have a balance. So if you have medical, major medical come up, you can still utilize that HSA to make sure that those things are paid for. Or what a lot of people do is save up for retirement because they're not happy with the way that Medicare is being handled. And so they want a bigger buffer and they want more control over their healthcare in the future. And HSA is a great way to build up over time to have a big balance for retirement later. It can also even be rolled over into retirement vehicles. So again, it's super flexible based on what that person has in mind. And that's just kind of where your healthcare should be individualized. It should be a good fit for you at a good budget with a good coverage.
That sounds amazing. So it never goes away. It just keeps over. Can you turn that into, let's just say, like you just mentioned, if somebody retires, can you apply that towards long-term care? How does that work for somebody that may retire early and need long-term care?
Yeah, absolutely. So HSA does have some limitations on what you can spend it on. But if it is a health care cost, that includes home care, right? So home care is not technically medical care, right? They can make sure that you remember to take your meds, but they are not in charge of refilling prescriptions or giving you actual injections. Their job is more for making sure that you're eating, making sure your meds are getting taken, getting you to the grocery store, bathing you in later on years. And so HSA can also be used for home care situations as well. A lot of people use home care most commonly. Let's say you get a hip replacement in your late 60s. Home care can come in and make sure that you're not falling all over the place, but you're still at home where you want to be instead of the hospital.
Right. Okay. And can you talk about how does that work in terms of the employer's coverage? How much would they have to pay for an HSA typically?
Yeah. So the great thing is with if you've got 49 employees or less, the company does not have to pay anything. Right. So here's kind of how that works, because it gets a little bit confusing sometimes when it's not explained fully. So the group benefits have to come out of one singular account, right? So that would be the business's account. But then the employees are payroll deducted. So yes, you have it coming out of one account, so the business is paying for it, but then your payroll is reduced. So technically, it's a wash for the company. So if you have 49 or less employees, the federal government does not require you to contribute at all to a group health employee package, which means you can offer it, but it doesn't cost you anything. Once you hit 50 or more employees, that is when the Affordable Care Act comes into play.
Right.
And it seems kind of confusing when you read it, but the easiest way to think of it is let's look at your lowest paid employee and what is 6% of their income. Whatever that number is, that's how much it needs to cost. Right. So let's just say that that number is 150. Right. So your ACA says it's 150, but the plans you're offering are $200. That means that you as the company, you have to contribute $50 per employee. And now you're ACA compliant. So it sounds really confusing, or when you read the actual ACA plan, it looks really confusing. But in, when you boil it down like that, it's real easy. And most of the time, because of the affordability of the plans that I offer, there's very rarely when the company, even with 50 or more, has to come out of pocket, because we can offer an HSA plan that fits within that ACA parameter. And so now the business does not have to contribute if that's not something they want to do.
Great. How much does it normally cost for the typical employee, 49 and under?
So normally HSA plans are going to range, if we're looking at a really high deductible, right? So that's going to be the lowest kind of care, but the cheapest monthly premium, that's going to be roughly about $220 on average. Okay. Now, I took the numbers across about 150 different quotes, right? So some are as low as 180 and some are as high as 300, because the company doesn't want to look have a really high deductible. As far as PPO plus plans, the average is normally about $330. And again, that's when we sit down and we kind of look at what is going to fit that family best. Because if we've got a history of diabetes in that family, or we already know that we're on antidepressants and things like that, right, I probably don't want to put you on a high deductible plan, because we want to make sure you're coming out of pocket as little as possible, because we already know there's probably going to be medical things that pop up. And so that's just when, what I try and do is I try and educate people on how to shop for health insurance. That way, even if they don't come with me, they know when they're looking at other plans, if it's a good fit or not.
Right. And with other plans, you don't know what kind of hidden fees you might come across. Do you want to talk about that? Is it cut and dry, or...
No, it's definitely not cut and dry with the other carriers. I'll tell you a client story, but I won't use her name. So I had a client and she was paying $450 a month for her health insurance. That was her premium. She had a pretty good copay, which, just so you know, copay is like anytime I go to the doctor, I know it's $50. That's what I have my out-of-pocket expense. She had a pretty low deductible, which that is the first money going out of your pocket, which hers was $750. So not super bad. But where she was really getting screwed was her co-insurance was only 60%, which means after she paid $750, the insurance company is only going to pay 60% of every single bill. And her max out of pocket was $17,000. So if you actually think about it, she had to pay almost $19,000 until her insurance was actually going to cover everything. That's a really big jump for $450 per month. And then when we actually sat down, I said, okay, what are your out of pocket expenses? And she started listing off her medical devices and all of her insulin pumps and her glucose monitors. And we added it up. She was spending about $1,200 per month on her health insurance. Wow. And so when we switched her to my plan, she cost $350 per month. And all of her medical devices and prescriptions combined cost $50. So she pays less per month for everything than she paid for her original monthly premium. And doing that, we increased her coinsurance from 60% to 80%. We kept her deductible the same, so 750, 750 straight across the board. But now her max out of pocket, it's only $3,000 instead of $17,000. So overall, if she had a major medical happen, not only did we save her $10,000 annually without a major medical event, if a major medical event happened, we saved her another $20,000 on her potential out-of-pocket expenses. And now she can go to any doctor she wants instead of having to go to these specific doctors that are in network.
Oh, wow. And I know sometimes emergency rooms are not covered, or they have a different contract with insurance carriers. What happens then if your insurance is not accepted in a situation like that?
Yeah, so the great thing is we have carrier debit cards, right? So every one of our clients, we can send, it's basically just a Visa card. So let's say that you go to the hospital and they're like, well, we don't bill to your carrier. Well, you have a debit card, you're going to swipe that debit card. And what happens is, let's say they're like, well, your bill's $600, right? You're going to swipe that debit card, but your copay is only $200 for going just to the ER for stitches or something like that. When you go to log on and pay that debit card, you're only going to pay your copay balance. So you're not ever going to see the $600 the hospital tried to charge you. You're only going to see your $200 copay. Same with your doctor. Let's say that your doctor does not want to bill directly to the carrier, then, and they charge $450 for a out-of-network fee. That's normally, that's about the average here in Oklahoma, at least. With us, our copay is $25. Mm-hmm. So you're going to swipe your debit card for the $450 the doctor's charging you. But when you log on to pay your bill for that card, it's only going to be $25. So that means if you're traveling internationally, you go wherever you need to go to get the healthcare you need. If you're traveling across states, you go wherever you need to get the healthcare you need. And if you're just home locally and you've gone to the same doctor for the last 20 years and you do not want to change and they do not want to bill, you go get the healthcare that you want where you need to get it, and then let us worry about the billing on our side.
I'm sorry, can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that? Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. It's my phone. So anyways, no, great. That sounds amazing. Thank you for clarifying that. One of the things too is you mentioned earlier about mental health care. What are some of the other things that your insurance covers that the typical insurance group wouldn't cover?
Yeah. So it's funny because I joke around, especially when I'm training new agents, I'll say, watch, when we get done with this benefit meeting, they're going to say the same thing every time. And it's always, what's the catch? And that's because people are so used to getting screwed over by health insurance companies, unfortunately. And so when I sit down and one, we're cheaper, two, we have better coverage, and three, we go over the 15 different partners that we have gone free access to additional care, the customers can't believe it. And so one of the things that we do is mental health. Honestly, that to me is the most important one. So if you want to go in person to a physical licensed therapist, that's $50, right? It's just a regular $50 copay every time. Doesn't matter what they charge per hour, it's $50 every time. But we also have access to free mental health through an app. So you can do video chatting just like this. You can do telephone calls. You can do texting. And there's all kinds of different ways, and that is free. If that's not your jam and that's you'd really like to go in person and actually sit on the couch with your feet up and all that good stuff, that's totally fine. We can actually make sure to partner you with people that actually meet your personality type too. So you can say, hey, Channing, I want a 40 to 50 year old female who is Christian and faith-based and accepting new patients in a 15-mile radius. Perfect. We're going to go to work for you and we're going to say, all right, here's four different options. Which one would you like to go to first? And you can try all four if you want until you find the right fit. The other thing that we believe in is self-care, right? Because if I actually take care of your soul as a person first, then your health is likely to be better on the opposite side of it. And so we give free credits to yoga, meditation, gym time, golf time, massages, all kinds of different stuff, cryotherapy, facials, manicures, pedicures, and you get to use those however you want because we realize self-care looks different for everybody. And so our partner with ClassPass, they are nationally, and so you get 10 free credits, and you can use those credits however you want. I've even got some clients that are like, you know what, Channing, I actually save mine up until we go on vacation because then I've got 60 credits and we go have a full-blown spa day wherever we're vacationing and we don't have to pay anything out of pocket. And so it's really flexible for the person. We have urgent care that comes directly to you so that you don't have to pay an ambulance fee. We have Edison Healthcare and Carum Health, which makes sure if you ever get a medical diagnosis for cancer or you have a specialty or you have a surgery or a transplant that you need, the last thing we want you doing is trying to figure out logistics of how to get you and that person that's going to go with you to the specialist, or if is the specialist even accepting new patients. And so they go behind the scenes, they get you an appointment, They work it out with your schedule. They do all the flight and all the hotel logistics for you. They pay a per diem for you and one companion so that you're not alone. And that way you can just focus on staying in a positive mindset and not focusing on all of the stuff that comes with a medical diagnosis. And that's just three of our 15 partners. And so we really did try. We looked at all the gaps that our health insurance care currently has. And we tried to make sure we always had a partner to fill those gaps and fill them well and make that a free service for our clients.
Wow, this is amazing. You have so much stuff that it's, I'm sure you could just talk about all the different things that you have for over an hour. But
yep.
It sounds like what you just described, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it almost sounds like concierge service in a way.
Basically.
Yeah. Which is amazing because you don't really get a lot of that. And as anyone knows, if you've had any kind of traumatic medical experience or health experience, the last thing you want to, like you said, worry about is all those things, logistics. And
right.
It can be a nightmare just dealing with, you know, insurance companies, making sure everything's paid for or get hit with it after. Right. Because a lot of times
right.
emergency, you go in and get something done and then you come out and you're just like, that happened to me. I came out and I walked out with a $10,000 bill in the mail, you know, like 2 weeks later. I was like, I was only in there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And my insurance didn't cover a lot of it. So I was pretty bummed, you know. And
I have clients that call me and they're like, hey, Channing, I think there's something wrong because I just went and got an EKG and they told me it was supposed to be $4,000. It's been 3 weeks. I've not seen a bill. And I said, well, that's because it's free with us. And why would we, like, we're going to make sure you don't see that bill. Because all that does is increase your cortisol levels and increase your stress, which decreases your health. So we're going to stop all those bills from coming. And you're not going to see a bill from a provider unless it's something that it is coming from us saying, hey, here's your portion of what's due. We've already taken care of everything else. But they went from knowing, being told at the doctor's office it was going to be $4,000. To then never seeing a bill because we covered it. And they were like, this is, I just was expecting it to be more stressful. I didn't think you were serious when you said, I don't have to worry from this point on. And that's just really great to hear as, especially in the industry that I'm in, when my clients are like, I really didn't believe that it was going to be as easy as you said it was. And you proved me wrong. Because we lead with ethics first, always. We don't believe in selling. We believe in educating. And we're not the right fit for everybody, but 90% of the time we are.
Right. What is your ideal client? Are they like dental offices? Like, where are your, I guess?
I work with all kinds of industries, which is great because it keeps it interesting. I get to learn about a whole bunch of different professions as well. So that's super fun. I've got everything from HVAC cleaners to culinary institutes to daycares to restaurants to law offices to architecture offices. So really anybody. I always like to say my ideal client is if you hate paying your health insurance bill, it's because you're with the wrong carrier. That's my ideal client. So that can be any industry, almost any kind of company size. But if they're frustrated because of any kind of anything involving their healthcare, it's not covering enough, it's costing too much, my medications aren't being covered, my insulin costs $600 a month, anybody like that's a great referral for me.
Oh, great. So how does one begin this process with you, Channing?
Like, yeah, easiest way is to go to my website, privatepaybenefits.com. And one, you can learn some more information about who we are as a company, some of the free extra services. We've always got blog posts coming out, just kind of explaining more in depth some of those things. So if there's one that sticks out in particular, you can kind of dive in a little bit deeper. But there's also a group quote form on there. And so the two things that we have to have right now is we have to have a business EIN, because it has to be registered to a business. And we have to have at least two people who are going to be registering in that plan. And that can be husband and wife, because we can split you on two separate plans. And it doesn't cost you anything more versus being on two separate plans or employee plus spouse. Just so you know, because I get that question a lot. But they'll walk you through some simple questions about who are you as a company? How long do you want your waiting period? And it even has a little simple download form for your census. And then outside of that, I normally take about 2 days to pull final numbers. We sit down either in person if you're located locally here in Oklahoma or via Zoom, just like we're doing now. And that normally takes about 30 to 45 minutes, just kind of depending on how many questions you have, because I want to make sure that you fully understand what it is. And then the weirdest part that I get told all the time that I'm weird for is then I put it in your court. So again, I don't follow up. I say, this is exactly how it works. And now I'm going to leave the ball in your court. I am not going to call. I'm not going to hard close you. I'm not going to pressure you into making any kind of switch. So if you feel like this is a good fit for you, ball's in your court to reach back out, and I will go to work and I will get it done as quickly as we need to. But if it's not a good fit from you, you never have to hear from me again. And that helps it not feel icky. Because a lot of times I find that the clients that come in, they make really great referral partners for companies that I know that need those services. And the last thing I want to do is ruin a relationship because I was too focused on closing some sale. I'd rather have a relationship at the end of the day.
Right. Great. And, what about your referral program?
Yeah, people love that. So I was sitting with a lot of mom and pops, and they could not even afford their own health insurance. And so what I wanted to do with this is create a win-win-win-win-win scenario where the client's winning, my agents are winning, my company is winning, and nobody is getting screwed in the entire process, right? And so what I decided was to initiate a referral program. So how it works is, let's say that you're a client of mine and you know another business owner and you say, hey, you got to talk to Channing because she's got the greatest health insurance ever. And then I close them as a client. Let's say that there's 100 employees, just for ease of numbers. Normally, about 20% of the population is not going to enroll because they already have coverage through their spouse or their VA, or they're on some sort of government healthcare like SoonerCare or Medicaid, things like that. So that would be, in this scenario, about 80 employees. I would pay you, as the person who referred me the business, $10 per employee who registered for a health plan per month for the lifetime of that client, which means you're going to get $800 every single month paid as a 1099 and for that business received. And what that does is it, one, helps you as the client afford the healthcare you just signed up for. Two, it allowed me to go and save this other company 20 to 40% on their healthcare, which is my average, and get them better coverage. And then I get to do the same process with them. Because honestly, it's going to take an army to fix the current healthcare climate that is in our nation. And so the more referral partners that I can have, the stronger that we become, and the more access to better healthcare that we can have as a country. So that's how that works.
Okay. Is this like a year-long commitment, or is it month to month? Can they terminate at any time? You know, like most insurance companies, they have open enrollment. You have to have a major life event to occur to.
Yes.
Or change, or is it the same?
It is the same for now. By end of next year, we're hoping to also have access to individual coverage, and that will be different because it's not a group basis. But anytime that you have something offered as a group package, it is on an annual basis. And you do have to have a major medical life event to change that plan. And you do have waiting periods based on what the employer wants to offer, not what the employee wants to receive. And so there are some obligatory contractual things that happen there because it is a group plan.
Okay. And once you start, how long does that take? Is it right away or is it the following month?
And that's also set by the employer. So let's say that you wanted coverage starting next month, September 1st. I'd need to have all your paperwork done by the 20th of this month. Now, I can work pretty fast when I need to. Every once in a while, though, we have to extend it just because I don't like to make the client hustle. Even though I'm willing to hustle, there's still some things that both of us have to do to get that started. But most of the time, if you're looking at quoting about 45 to 30 days out, you're going to have plenty of time to sit, make a decision, make one a decision that you don't feel rushed on, and get all the paperwork and enrollment done in time. And I'm going to help through the enrollment process. And normally we try and make that a full 5 days. That way you have time to disperse all the information. And I can even send out an email blast where you as the business owner are not having to do anything. An email blast goes out to all of your employees. It explains how all the benefits work, and then they just make their elections as they wish.
So for very small employers who don't have an HR, right, or maybe an HR of one for 50 or 40 people, mm-hmm. that could be a lot of stuff for that one person to do. How easy would this be for that person to manage? Or just say it's a business owner, they don't have an HR person. Is it turnkey? Do you handle all the admin? How much support will they get from your company if they were to enroll in your program?
Yeah. So that I also kind of work with the business owner on. I've got some companies that are like, Channing, I just want you to show me how to do it once. And it's pretty easy. It's about 3 clicks and you can hire or fire somebody and get them their benefit access. So it's real easy. Other people, they say, Channing, I just don't even like using any kind of dashboard and I'm not tech savvy. I want you to be my benefit admin. I don't charge anything extra for that. They just need to make sure that they realize when they hire on a new person, I have to be included in that information so we get the benefits offered in the right amount of time. And the other side is all of my business owners get access to HR Mineral. And that just will send them email updates if there's any HR laws that have changed in their area. They can ask questions in there. So they can even say like, hey, I've had a dress code violation. How do I handle that as an employer? And it will give them the best information based on the state that they are located in on how to go through that process. HR Mineral can even help put together a actual HR manual for them, even if they don't have a HR person. So it is not a replacement for HR by any means, but it's a really great sounding board just for that one added step of protection for the business.
Great. Sounds like it's pretty robust and you guys have a lot of different things to offer. Last question before we close, I just wanted to ask you about homeopathic and mm-hmm. Alternative medicine. Is that covered?
Can you be a little more specific so I can answer properly?
Well, like a naturopathic doctor, a lot of traditional insurance companies won't contract with naturopathic doctors.
Yes, naturopathic we do cover because, again, we've got that debit card, right? So even if the carrier is not going to be billed directly, it is considered healthcare. So you're going to use the debit card just like you would for any quote-unquote out-of-network expense. As far as medical marijuana, I've gotten that question before. That is not something that's covered because it is not considered a manufactured prescription. And so that is not something that is covered out of pocket. Now, it's not going to rate you any higher if you have a medical marijuana prescription, but the actual medical marijuana is not going to be covered by insurance. We do cover acupuncture. We do cover chiropractic because we do believe that those are things that kind of come full circle. And a lot of the other homeopathic methods are covered in our self-care, right? So yoga, meditation, massage, facials. There's a lot of other homeopathic services that are free in that realm.
Cupping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Reflexology. Oh, that sounds amazing.
That one I haven't seen any in Oklahoma. Okay. That doesn't mean that there's not one in another state somewhere in the USA.
And you said class pass, right? And
yes, so, classpass.com.
Yeah. And if they don't have it, the individual, let's just say I want my facialist to mm-hmm. use that. How would that work if she doesn't use ClassPass or has never heard about it?
Yeah. So ClassPass, just so everybody knows, you do not have to come be a client with me to get access to ClassPass. They sell monthly memberships. You just happen to get one for free when you're a client of mine. But ClassPass was kind of designed for traveling nurses because they can't join a gym because they might be moving in a month. And so ClassPass is kind of like Groupon, but instead of buying a coupon for a specific location, I'm buying a membership for all of these locations, and I can use whatever location I want. So let's say that, like you said, your facialist is not currently on ClassPass. Your facialist can join ClassPass for free. Now, they do have to offer their services at 50% less. Now, they're still going to get paid, but they're going to have to offer it 50% less than what they would normally charge. But you can kind of think of it like advertising on Google, right? You're going to have to pay money to get more people to come in the door. It's a great way for them to book their seats for those gaps in their schedule and not have to pay Google for a chance appointment. They're only going to it's only going to cost them money when they actually have an appointment booked. And so it's a really great way for local health and wellness people to offer their services to a larger clientele.
Yeah, like Groupon, they'll probably just give, or even like hotels.com, like 50.
Exactly.
Probably just give them 50 spaces and that's it. And then close the door. Otherwise, if they just did that all the time, they probably wouldn't make
money,
right? So, well, that's amazing. Is there anything else you want us to know before we close today?
Other than that, I mean, health insurance doesn't have to suck. That's like the thing I just keep screaming from the rooftops. It doesn't have to suck. It has sucked for a really, really long time, but it does not have to be that way. And if you feel like you're getting screwed over by your health insurance company, it's probably because you are. And it's not even necessarily that all these other carriers are bad carriers. There's just not been competition. And so when there's not competition, greed tends to come out. And so we are coming on the market to recorrect our healthcare to where it was about 20 years ago. And the rest of the market will follow. But for now, this is going to be, at least in my opinion, the safest carrier for the most affordable rate and the most robust coverage.
Okay. And do you have a Q&A or frequently asked questions page on your website?
Yes, I do. And there's also a message box. So if your question is not on there, feel free to message. I'm not going to add you to any kind of spam list because, again, we do not spam people or hard close people. But if you do not see your question there, please ask, because I will not only respond back to you with the answer, but I will add that to my frequently asked questions, because if you have that question, somebody else does too.
Okay, great. And one more time, can you give us your website to check out your services?
Yeah, it's privatepaybenefits.com.
Okay. And when we send this out, we'll definitely put that link up and the referral page link that you have as well that you mentioned.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for your time, Channing.
Thank you for listening to the Better Places, Better World podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, follow us on iTunes and find free resources at azshrm.com. That's azshrm.com. Until next time.